Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street in Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us on the telephone this afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Meehan, on a sad day for a lot of us who are fans of the great Norm MacDonald.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day. I wrote to you earlier that I was trying to listen to Ken Burns. I was actually worried when I didn't get the call. I was wondering I was getting the Burns bump. But yeah, I couldn't help but watch some old Weekend updates. You know, I think, though I don't realize it except when I watch it, I think a lot of my sort of dry, deadpan, one-liner humor myself was informed by the man. It was, it was hilarious. I mean, just like unbelievable. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming, and it still made you laugh.
Yeah, and his timing was so great, and he was one of those guys that would just raise an eyebrow, give you a look, and you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
And you know what it also was like when it didn't hit, he's like, no, all right. You're all idiots. It's like, I don't know. He was, you know, there are people like when they pass or something happens, they're like, wow, you were a bigger part of my life than I realized.
Mm.
And that's always the strangest thing. I'm sure I'll feel that way about you when you kick in 100 years.
Or I'll feel that way about you, I guess. It kind of depends who goes first.
I'm going to go soon. I am. If one thing doesn't kill me, it's going to be another. I'm telling you. my golden boy running back pick Raheem Mostert going out with season-ending surgery. I actually agreed to do a political speech today.
Oh my!
What the hell is wrong with me? I told my staff member. She's like, yeah, she got into, you know, so and so wants to speak to you. And I'm like, I literally said, like, this is why I don't sign petitions. So that's why I love what I like. Wine is not political. I mean, unfortunately, that's literally what I'm going to talk about. But in general, like, and what I'm talking about is climate change. That is the one thing where I'm going to get political on wine, because it's like super relevant. Like, I literally have regions I can't get wine from for the next couple of years, and probably for the rest of my career because of climate change. So I'm like, all right, that I can get behind. Okay, I can urge the lawmakers to, in Biden's new infrastructure package, please don't just support the infrastructure of the 20th century, but indeed understand that infrastructure means a lot of new stuff, and the changing climate is going to really affect that. So I said, okay, that's something I can get behind. So there you go. And relevant, we're talking about California, obviously, and that is one of the reference points in that speech, is that obviously from the very southern part of our West Coast to the very northern part of our West Coast, and further inland, there are devastating climate problems. And then at a lesser degree, and no one thinks about this, but since my brother works at a vineyard in New Jersey, like, all that rain that we all just had, that they just had, really, really screwed things up for their harvest. And is, you know, mid-Atlantic wine important in the overall scope of the U.S., you know, economic output? No. But to those people, it's devastating. You know, yes, it's more agritourism, and, you know, you can capitalize and make things okay. But, you know, for those people on this coast that are trying to make a go of it in an earnest way, that sort of stuff wrecked their harvest. So, just relevant, if nothing else. We'll talk this week. This week, our wine of the week is the Stolpmann Vineyards La Quadrilla. And I think it's a relevant wine of the week to talk about this week on your program, because this week I kind of want to talk about the other California, the California that doesn't necessarily grow Cab and Merlot and Chardonnay, the part of California that, just increasingly, like every year, more and more and more, despite the challenges, of course, of the climate, et cetera, the fact that California is just this unbelievable vast swath of microclimates, micro terroir. So the Stoltman wine, for instance, that we have this week, Tom Stoltman, back about 25, 30 years ago, bought this plot. He was looking for a particular outcropping of limestone. Now, limestone is not necessarily important in the growing of Cabernet or Merlot or things like that. He was looking to grow old world varietals. And indeed, to this day, he found a place in the Ballard Canyon, which is down the Santa Barbara area, and they specialize in cool climate Syrah and Roussan, which is a white Rhone grape, and Sangiovese, which is a Tuscan grape, right? And there's this whole swath of winemakers that are interested in not necessarily recreating the old world, but capturing some of the magic of the old world in terms of learning, right? Like, okay, so such and such a terroir is located on limestone, for instance, the Loire Valley, or Beaujolais over granite, or Priorat. You have just tremendous knowledge, a depth of knowledge from all these places, and now you can go to California, and there's still places in California where you can actually afford to find these places, where you can grow grapes that aren't necessarily the grapes that are guaranteeing you instant monetary feedback. Also, it helps, like, for instance, Tom Stoltman, if you're a successful lawyer and you don't necessarily need monetary feedback. That's beside the point. There are a group of people called the Rhone Rangers in California that I love to bring them up. Stoltman certainly is included in this, but just a huge variety of these guys who recognize, guys and girls, I should say, that recognize that the Paso Robles, Santa Barbara area especially, is just marvelous for the classic Rhone varietals, your Grenache, your Syrah, your Mourvèdre, your Carignan, your Marsan, your Roussan. And then also I mentioned that they're doing Sangiovese. Lots of these faux super Tuscans, right? So the growing of Sangiovese is really coming on strong. You're seeing people growing Tempranillo in larger and larger quantities. So you're seeing a turn towards old world varietals that aren't the big five, as it were. And you're also starting to see a lot of natural wines, wines that are made without adding sulfur dioxide, made with wild yeast, that ferment in bottle, right? So your Petit Natural sort of things. Lots of, I don't want to say dirty wines, but some are. And that's where we sort of run into this problem. We've talked about quote-unquote natural wines before. You do have to sort of watch out for that, but some of the better wines that are sort of focusing on this old world natural ethos are just tremendous, and they don't drink like your California wines. You know, California in some people's minds is a bad word. So just my admonishment to try some of the stuff that's not the big, heavy, you know, usual. In my remaining couple seconds, I will mention that every single medical professional that's come into my establishment over the past couple days has been telling me and us how bad things are. So please get the jab, wear your mask. We're going back to requiring it in store. We're not requesting it anymore. It's scary. Please take care of each other, folks. It's high time we do it. Our families, our kids, everybody, we're at the risk that I don't think people realize it's worse now than it was last year. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's my thing, folks. And continue to support your favorite local wine shop. just do it in a mask, man. That's all we ask.
There you go. Thanks for doing the right thing, as always.
Cheers, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Oh, no, I won't. 2 weeks.
Well, that's right. Two weeks, yes.
Next week I'm off, but 2 weeks from now, talk to y'all.
It won't be the same, but we'll try and get by.
Excellent. All cheers, right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday afternoon here on Downtown.